At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Orioles and Blue Jays, first of three tonight. Trevor Rogers back on the bump for the Orioles. But more importantly, the Orioles have a new team president. At least we think they do, because they haven't officially announced it yet, though they did, as Jason, you pointed out to me, they did announce their fan appreciation stuff.
Yeah, we got a press release on that, yes, but nothing on the hierarchy of their baseball operations.
So let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. And what do you make of this Michael Elias promotion?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to start to say that if anybody at the Baltimore Sun wants to give me a secret promotion, that I'm more than open to it. I think there's a couple things to think about it. Firstly, is it like a little strange that it came, you know, quietly and nobody knew about this for 9 months and everybody has been calling Michael Elias by the wrong title? Like, it's very strange. It is. I don't think it matters, except for the fact that it is the latest data point that this front office operates in a much different way than the vast majority of front offices in Major League Baseball. I think if you just go and look at the history of the past 10 to 20 years of front offices, this is a pretty typical move. About half of MLB front offices have sort of this type of POBO/GM structure. And a lot of GMs end up being the one promoted to POBO after like 6 or 7 years. So the timeline for all this makes sense. It's just strange that it was done in secret. And it's additionally strange that then the news is broken amid, you know, one of the most disappointing seasons in franchise history.
Well, let's take it a step further, because they happen in threes. Then the story is obviously correct. They confirm it on background off the record for certain people who cover the team. And then they go about their business. Michael Elias doesn't talk to anybody. The owner doesn't come down and talk to anybody. They don't even put out a press release addressing it and sort of putting their own spin on it. Like, professional organizations don't operate this way.
My guess is that when they hire the GM, then they will do a press release, sort of a joint type of deal, where they kind of announce where they announce Mike's promotion officially, and then they hire the GM. And you know, obviously you guys know this, but Michael Elias is still going to be the person at the top of.
Oh yeah.
Someone making the decisions. Could the person that they hire to presumably be his number two, could this be somebody that's important? Could they perhaps bring something to the organization that is not currently there? Could it be influential in the medium to long term? Yes. But is this like that big of a deal? It's probably not. It's kind of just like, man, if you have the same title at your job for 6 to 7 years and you have a 3-year run that's as successful, you know, despite the postseason failures, if you have 3 straight winning seasons and you get a new boss who has a lot more money in his pockets, it probably behooves you to get a promotion.
Jacob, the thing that I can't wrap my head around with all of this is What is the benefit of not telling anyone? Because David Rubenstein met with the media, met with you guys in Sarasota during spring training when presumably this promotion had already happened at that point. Like, I just can't wrap my head around what is the benefit of keeping this quiet?
Yeah, one of the funnier parts about it is, and I could be wrong here, I don't think I am, David Rubenstein has done multiple, you know, his typical like C-SPAN type media appearances, you know, over the past year or so. And the times that he does it, he references Elias as a general manager, I believe. And he said, you know, he likes to say that, you know, the Orioles have one of the best general managers in Major League Baseball. And so, even he's been calling him the GM and not the Pobo. So what's the benefit of this? I'm not sure that there needs to be one. And I try not to just, I don't think it's that important, honestly. I think it's just weird. But my guess is that if there's a tiny sliver of a benefit, then they're going to take it and they're going to do things that way. But maybe there just isn't one, and this is just the way that they want to do business. And you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter for what's been a pretty disappointing season on the field either way.
I just need to, like, it doesn't really matter. This guy's going to get to hire somebody else who might also become part of a puppet regime. Like, he's now got longer job security because he could say, well, you can't judge me for what I was as a GM as part of me no longer being the GM, even if they're going to hire the GM. And the GM very well could be someone who's part of the same insular clique he's already a part of. You know what I mean? So he's getting more money. He's getting more power. And there's less accountability because now the buck – For everyday things, he's going to, like, if he wants to, he can just go off the record and say, well, I really wasn't. I had other stuff I was involved in there. Like, I've covered professional sports since I'm 19. Team president's the greatest gig in the world. It's accountability when it's good for you, and it's somebody else's fault when it's not.
Yeah, I think I'm going to push back on that a little bit, just in terms of, let's say this promotion didn't happen. There's still a possibility that there still would have been some sort of hire this offseason. And there might be there's probably going to be other movement in the front office as well. And so, yes, he gets to hire somebody, and that is influential. But, you know, he already had that power in the first place. Additionally, that, like, in Major League Baseball, especially recently, I'm not saying that being promoted to president of baseball operations is, like, an insignificant thing. I'm just saying that I really don't think it changes the calculus that much, except for that in hindsight, the people who thought that there was a chance that Michael Elias was going to get fired this season or this offseason, and again, I've been repeatedly saying that that was not going to happen, if people had known that he had just been promoted to Pobo, then they probably would not have, you know, have thought that there was a chance that that could happen. And so, like, I really don't think that this changes the outlook much. What it might change a little bit is what David Rubenstein has said publicly about Michael Elias is glowing, right? That this is one of the best executives in Major League Baseball. And the fact that Michael Elias was the GM of this team very much appeared to be a feature and not a bug of David Rubenstein's interest in purchasing the team. And so this is just another data point in that David Rubenstein trusts Michael Elias, but I don't think it makes him any harder to fire if things change next season, the year after that. I really just think this is sort of a, you know, probably a little bit of a pay bump and a title change.
Talking with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Jacob, let's talk a little bit about the team on the field. They've won 8 of 9. They're walking off teams left and right. What can we take away from this? Because you've said it. This is a bit of a lost season, but is there any takeaways from all this?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, like, I think what we all said at the beginning of the year, which is that, hey, we think this is going to be a pretty good team in the second half, and they just need to tread water. And they were so bad at treading water that there was nothing that they could do over the season's final 3 months to kind of gain ground on what they lost. And so I think there are some individual things that you can look at that are optimistic, but there are still the concerning things remain, right? Like, there's still a lot that needs to be done regarding the bullpen, especially. Money is going to need to be spent on this rotation. And then there's additional questions about the health concerns of several members of of the young core. But I believe I went and looked a couple days ago, and the Orioles rotation since the Trevor Rogers game in late May, I think, ranks 14th in Major League Baseball. And since in the second half, I think it ranked 8th. And so, like, this is a solid rotation right now. It has been for a good bit. You know, when you get Kyle Bradish back, who was a legitimate ace, that helps. And so there should be some optimism regarding the rotation, but that necessitates the front office going out and spending money to get a starter and or making a trade. But, like, the pieces are there for them to kind of put this puzzle together this offseason. It's just this offseason is going to need to go better than what the last one did.
Jacob, after the break, we're going to get into Gunnar Henderson, who's really slumping in the month of September. He's 3-for-28, and now his season-long OPS, 787, which isn't bad by any means, but it's not Gunnar Henderson level that we're expecting. And we know that the power has been down year over year, 16 home runs right now. What are you seeing from Gunnar?
Yeah, I think that the most concerning thing, just from a season-long trend, you know, slump, for no slump, is the fact that he's really pounding the ball into the ground. He's not lifting the ball the way that he was last season, or even it's gone so far in the other direction, and that's been a concern. We saw this with Jackson in terms of like a slump. You know, it was a couple of weeks ago that Jackson Holliday ended up, you know, dipping down to like a 680 OPS, and then it was like boom, he got going, and you know, then now it's above 700. So like. My guess is that Gunnar's just going through a typical slump. He'll end the season with an OPS that's in the low 8s, and then I think we can chalk this season up to just, you know, maybe the oblique, I guess it wasn't oblique, the intercostal strain or whatever it was called, you know, maybe affected him at the beginning of the season, and then things weren't going well for the team, and maybe he has something with his swing that he really needs to work on in the offseason, but if he worked on it during the season, he didn't want to, like, kind of screw up his swing. And if you can be a 280 hitter with an 800 OPS and maybe not hit for as much power, is that worth you risking that production to hit more homers? So my guess is that Gunnar's going to say at the end of the season or at the beginning of spring training that he really worked this year to improve his power and to kind of start lifting the ball a little bit more.
Jacob Kaufmann-Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
Coming up next, as Bone just alluded to, we will talk about Gunnar Henderson. And what about this lineup? It's all the young dudes next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here on the Fan. Orioles are a wagon in September. They, as Bone, you were just talking about, they're 8-1 in the month. But Gunnar Henderson scuffling. And Jason, how concerned are you about their star shortstop?
Well, I'm definitely concerned because outside of Sagano's former pitching coach in Japan fixing him and Matt Holliday fixing Jackson Holliday, unfortunately, Gunnar doesn't have a famous borderline Hall of Fame.
Maybe it's somebody down at Auburn.
Father.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could fly Matt Holliday in to figure him out. Look, they're winning games. They're not scoring runs. And for the season, they're 21st in runs scored, and they're bottom three in walk rate and bottom three in strikeout rate. Things aren't trending up. And look, if you insist on batting Holliday leadoff, and then you got a guy hitting behind Gunner in Mountcastle, who's top 15 in Major League Baseball in ground ball rate, and isn't driving in runs. And then you got a guy behind him in Kowser, who's bottom three for the season in all of Major League Baseball in strikeout rate. Among all qualified players, Colton Kowser, third worst strikeout rate in Major League Baseball. Then guess what? People aren't really going to pitch to Gunner. And when they do, and he's in a bad way, they're going to pitch him away, away, away. And the results are not good. Since July 1st, Gunner's got a ground ball rate of almost 2-1, ground ball to fly ball. Like, when he was destroying the ball from opening day till last July, you know, when he hit 26 homers and 380 plate appearances, that ground ball rate was 1.4. Now it's almost 2. He's not pulling the ball nearly as much. His poolside power has seemingly disappeared. I mean, Gunnar Henderson, 26 home runs in his first 380 plate appearances last year. He's got 27 home runs and 922 plate appearances since. Last year, Gunnar hit 19 home runs to right field. He's hit 9 home runs to right field. The season's almost over, folks. His swing has leveled off. He looks totally discombobulated. He's still hitting the ball hard 40% of the time, which
into
is elite.
The ground.
It's into the ground.
Yeah.
They put too much weight on him, not having a real lineup with real veteran hitters around him. He's played a lot of shortstop this year. Remember back when we said, did you get him off his feet a little more at shortstop this year? Well, Mateo was hurt all year. Jackson Holliday can't do it. They've tried Westberg there in a pinch. He's been hurt most of the year. So that hasn't played out the way Gunnar would have liked it. But they need to get real about this roster. And okay, pitching looks awesome now. I got news for you. Trevor Rogers isn't pitching to a 1-4 ERA all of next season, right? Like, he's not. And there's going to be bumps in the road as Bradish and Wells come back, not for 3 or 4 appearances at the end of the year, but knowing they're going to ask me to hit the bump 25 to 30 times based on whether we're in a 6-man rotation or not. Like, you're seeing the best of the best of a lot of people right now, but that's not the reality over 162. And I don't think people are talking more, like, nearly enough about the fact that they're winning all these games 2-1 and 3-2.
Yep.
Well, that's what I was going to say. O's 8-1 in the month of September. Care to guess where they rank in terms of runs scored this month?
I would think bottom third.
Bottom five in Major League Baseball.
25th. 25th, and they're 8-1.
They're 21st that just tells for you the pitch, season.
I know.
And that's with Laureano having a career year. And that's with O'Hearn having a career year.
But you mentioned Gunner with the hard hit percentage, the average exit velocity percent, the bat speed's elite too, but you look at the launch angle sweet spot percentage, bottom 10th percentile in baseball, and that just goes to exactly what you're saying,
but
Jason.
None of these moves can help this kid?
Hidden in into
got
the ground.
Got a whole bunch of hitting coaches.
Ground.
What the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, they got a bunch of guys. How many hitting coaches they got? 3? 4?
How many good hitting coaches do
they have? Well, that's an opinion question, Jason. I'm just asking how many they're on staff.
They've got volume.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quantity over quality.
Yes, yes.
But, like, let's think about it.
John Mabry.
This season, on a wins-loss basis, was over the moment you took a guy who had no business coaching your AAA team and made him your major league manager. So the only thing to focus on a day-to-day basis is player development. But who's the arrow up on?
Dylan
Jeremiah
Beavers.
Jackson.
Beavers got here a couple weeks ago. Should have been here sooner, and they haven't messed him up yet.
But grading on a curve, I think you could say the hour is up on Jackson Holliday. He's walking a lot more. He's hitting
year over year.
That's real recent.
Yeah, but it's been good.
Like, you want to give him Jeremiah Jackson? I'll give him Jeremiah Jackson.
Yeah.
But, like, that's my fear is now that it's always look, everything over there is a shell game. They don't even tell you when they promote the GM to the guy who's going to hire the next GM.
That's a great point.
Like, now it's all about, right? Before they blame not starting pitching wasn't good enough because they don't want you talking about there is really no core here. The core is a fraud job, right? So that was what was going on. I told you the pitching's not as bad as you're saying it is. Pitching comes around, right? So what's going on now? Oh, well, now the pitching's great, so they're hiding my head. They're not saying, well, the pitching's great, but, yeah, we really should score more than 1.5 runs per game against the Pirates. Like, it's everything's to obfuscate from the reality, which is the guys who don't play once every 5 days, the guys who are supposed to play every day, Westberg can't stay healthy. Kowser's not an everyday player. Jackson Holliday looks like a good player.
He does.
He doesn't look like a great player.
No, but he's 21.
That's fine. There's a lot of 21-year-olds.
There are.
In the last 10 years, there have been a lot of 21-year-olds in the league, enough of them, who have come in and immediately showed you they
sure.
might be difference makers.
But he might, the arrow might be up.
I don't think their second baseman is a different. I don't think he's going to be an aircraft carrier.
No, that's fair, but he could be a really good baseball player.
And here's what I'm going to say about Gunnar Henderson. 989 OPS from opening day to July 1st last year. From July 2nd of last year to now, 788. That's two different ball players. That's two different ball players.
And the power's been gone this year. But I quickly,
the defense is at least
much gotten better.
Yeah.
And runners in scoring position. He still has an OPS over 1,000.
Quickly, Trevor Rogers tonight. The ERA now over 1.5 at 1.51. What do you expect to see from him tonight in Toronto?
It's been nothing but good. That's a tough lineup, obviously. Bassett's really good at home. I think it'll be another relatively low-scoring game. I really like the Nerfy tonight.
Nerfy. We love Nerfies.
Like literally a month ago is what I learned what Nerfy meant. I thought they were talking about the football. coming up next year on the program, let's take a look back at Thursday Night Football. Man, the Packers look good. Also, we'll hear from Mike Tomlin on his quarterback and Joe Burrow. It's League at Large next year on the Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
From the 8, from the outside. Wide open touchdown, Tucker Kraft. Lambeau leap.
Highlight courtesy of Amazon. Jordan Love had himself a night, 292 yards, two touchdowns, and I thought he could have been better. He missed. He had Matthew Golden open, underthrew him.
Tough one to please, man.
I thought they should have been.
Man,
they should have been
from
on their.
Jason.
Yeah, I thought they should have a foot on their throat in the end of the first half, and it was still a bit of a game. Alas,
did they not have 290 yard scoring?
They did,
drives
but
in the
they could have had. They could have had three scoring drives.
I will say They kept letting them hang around. Yes. They were hanging around. Who was it? Herbie was saying, oh, it's like a boxer.
Yeah. And they let them hang around. How many points did they score? The defense, they weren't
the defense is fantastic.
Well, the defense is great. I'm just saying it could have been worse is all I'm saying. The Packers win 27-18. In a game that, frankly, wasn't that close, and it could have been even bigger.
Go Pack,
go. I'm not disparaging. I'm just saying it's week two. They could have really killed them, and they didn't. But what did you think of the Packers last night? The defense looked great.
Feeling very good about the Pack. I'm a little protective of Jordan Love, I guess.
I know. I can tell.
Yeah, there were a couple throws he missed, but I think his footwork, his pocket presence. Remember, this is a guy.
Demeanor.
This guy led. No.
He's not throwing picks anymore.
With his demeanor. This guy led the league in interceptions the first 10 weeks of last season. I think they're in a really good place. Yes. That whole coaching family tree. LaFleur, Shanahan, McVay. Do they play with their food sometimes,
uh-huh.
play callers? And does it cost you on backdoor covers or cost you on overs? It can. But look, I still don't think the run game has really taken off yet. Remember, they were playing without 40% of their offensive line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very bullish on them. Look, that's a tough ask for Washington in a short week. My concern with Washington wasn't quarterback regression or this or that. It was Cliff Kingsbury having two straight good years as a play caller. I'll believe that when I see it. And it was an old team getting older. And they brought all the old guys back, and I'm like, they're not going to stay healthy. They're not going to be the same. Why don't you invest in your own guys? Like, even Debo is a vanity play for me. Making McLaren wait as long as he did to get his money. And now he's not in shape. And all these games matter. And, yeah, you got the Giants at home week one, and that was your homecoming game. But it's going to get tougher from there. I think they're a good operation. I don't think they're a great operation. I think they'll, be a wild card-ish team. And now, if you're Green Bay, you've got 9-10 days off to get Parsons really indoctrinated there and, work on his back, whatever's up there. Now, look, they've suffered some injuries, too. I mean, and they can't seem to keep wide receivers healthy, but I think LaFleur can scheme guys up, so... I'm holding Green Bay Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, so, I know you
what
are.
I thought of that. That was way before the Parsons trade.
You did.
Think of the two teams, and I know looking back at last year's winning percentages and things like that can get you in trouble, but you just blew out the number one seed from last year, and you won by two scores against the team that was in the NFC Championship. The Packers, they won by 9, but that game, it felt like a lot more than that. There were two very impressive wins. That defense is really, really good. I understand Micah Parsons don't grow on trees, but it's amazing what you have when you have a dude, when you have a freak that the opposing offense has to game plan for. But for them to make those offenses look as bad as they did in back-to-back weeks, hats off to Green Bay.
You've now got 10 straight games of Jordan Love looking really good with a QB rating of a 110 in that span. They're not turning the ball over. That's a tough place to play. I think their corners are better than other people thought. Internally, they felt very good about their corners. I don't think they miss Jair Alexander right now.
No.
And Bone, last year, they were 10-1 outside the division. They couldn't win in the division, which is unusual for them. Usually they can at least push Chicago around. Campbell's had their number. They just beat Campbell week one.
Beat the hell out of them.
I don't think Chicago's a bad matchup for them. So, they're going to win more than one game in the division. They've already won one, and they almost ran the table outside the division last year.
What do you think of Parsons so far?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Spectacular. Bonkers.
He's a freak.
He had a sack in each game, and he's creating pressures, and he's doing what he's advertised.
The way you have to approach them now.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are looking to go 2-0 this weekend. Yes, Jason has the money line against Seattle, and Mike Tomlin, their head coach, talks about his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I just thought he was game all day. But again, you guys asked me last week, why was I confident? That's why I was confident. That's what I've been looking at in preparation, and I'm appreciative of it, not only his efforts, but the efforts of the collective.
So Seattle's defense, I would expect, is going to be better than the Jets' defense was. Though, when the Jets got pressure on Aaron Rodgers, it wasn't as good. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers week two?
Look, I think he's going to average more yards per attempt, more, you know, yard, average depth of target. They're going to have to recalibrate some of those things. I'd like to see him, if I'm a Steelers fan or if I'm holding a Steelers money line ticket,
yes.
I'd like to see him connect with Metcalf downfield a little bit more. I think the Calvin Austin thing is interesting to watch. He seems to have something going with him. They've got to figure out the Gainwell and Warren timeshare and who's better in which parts of the field and what they're asking them to do. I got to think the defense plays better than it did last week. I mean, I just kind of do.
Can't be worse.
And if you're scoring at home, Mike Tomlin comes into this season with two straight home losses. Mike Tomlin has not lost three straight in a row since the end of the 2012 season.
Wow. And it's always tough, a West Coast team going east,
it's
playing
a
at a
game.
1 o'clock game. For
Seattle
them.
Looks like they're without their number one corner again. Sam Darnold without Kevin O'Connell is a little different
yeah.
than Sam Darnold with Kevin O'Connell and Hockenson and Jefferson and Addison and all the creatures and that offensive line and all the Darisaw before he got hurt, all the stuff he had in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is going to be one of those stereotypical ugly under games
yeah.
that the Steelers play and they end up winning.
Let's stay in the division. The Bengals are 1-0, but it was not pretty against the Cleveland Browns. They're looking to go 2-0 this weekend. And Joe Burrow talks about the second half struggles.
Yeah, obviously, second half wasn't what we wanted last week, but still things to build on. Still, obviously, room to improve. And every week you learn from both the good and the bad and move on.
Somebody throwing away their garbage right by the microphone, but 7 yards in the second half.
How about that?
That's quite a stat. They take on the Jags, and word is Travis Hunter's going to play more corner on Sunday because of the Bengals wide receivers.
Yeah, he's whatever. if the Bengals offense doesn't take off against this Jags defense, something is really horribly amiss. I think that's probably an over game. I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence guy, but I think he's going to be able to move the ball on that Bengals defense. Whatever happens in Cincinnati in September, it's like the Ravens in the fourth
yeah.
quarter chokes. I won't believe it's over until you have a 3-1 September or a 4-0 September. Like, I won't. Like, they won last week. They had no business winning last week. And I suspect they have more trouble putting away what we're going to find out by January is not even a mediocre. It's a bad Jags team. Like, I bet they have more trouble putting them away than most people might think.
That's exactly it, where we did best bets an hour ago, and I was thinking, okay, Cincinnati. But no, I can't take them this early on the season, especially coming off that type of performance against the Browns. Like, it boggles the mind, all of that talent offensively, to get 7 yards and a half. Like, how does that happen? How does this continue to happen after they played in the preseason
yeah.
thinking, okay, we might be able
right.
to start fast and
knock
we got
the rust
those
off.
Live reps?
One note before we step out. Ed Oliver was so good against the Ravens Sunday night. He is out Sunday against the Jets with a foot injury. How big of an impact could that have on the game? The Jets ran the ball really well.
Yeah, it has an impact. I've got a little parlay in that game. Josh Allen, anytime touchdown. Justin Fields, anytime touchdown. It's like plus 450.
Wow.
Want to bet? Should give it out on want to bet?
I actually haven't yet. That's,
that's
going to be probably
that's
on tomorrow's
tease.
Show.
That's a tease.
That's a gimme. That's a giveaway.
Yeah, well,
probably shouldn't have done that. Beltway Ben's going to slap me with a ruler.
Well, he is in charge. And, you know, it's a great segue because coming up next.
Oh.
Time for Wanna Bet with Beltway Ben. What's he looking at this weekend? Where's he putting his money? He's going to tell you next here on The Fan. Song of the summer, ladies and gentlemen, and it's still technically summer. And I also
song of forever.
Yeah, I also
world domination.
Heard that Beltway Ben was a major talking point on Tony Kornheiser podcast.
Oh, correct.
So Beltway Ben Hall. He is a gambling legend. Wanna Bet
yes.
is where you can find him. And what are you looking at this weekend?
Yeah, I'll start tonight. And I'll start with Kansas State. I like Kansas State a lot tonight. And, like,
it's a play that I've went to three times now, or this will be the third time. Like Stats on Fire is with the 49ers.
Nice.
I will be going to Kansas
State. He's got a better
hit
rate, though, right now, Beltway Ben. We got to keep it real.
Stats on Fire
is perfect.
Stats on Fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But no, Kansas State, Dylan Edwards is questionable, probably won't play, but even if he doesn't, this is a must-win game for Kansas State. And if you take Chris Klieman and put him next to Brett Brennan, I trust Klieman more. Now it's a road game. Their defense needs to wake up, but I trust Avery Johnson, Noah Fifita with no Tet McMillan. I don't really trust him. And a lot of people are on Arizona. But you look at the line and you're like, oh, this doesn't make sense. The public's going to jump on Arizona, the home team as the underdog. I like Kansas State to win tonight. Probably my favorite play of the weekend here, Alabama -20.5 at -110 on Saturday. This feels like last year, that matchup in Wisconsin where Alabama took them down 42-10. Bama got embarrassed by Florida State in week one, and all of the college football world was talking about it. You couldn't escape it. They come back last week, 73-0 win over Louisiana Monroe. Louisiana Monroe was not very good at all. It's not a big win, whatever. But they did bounce back. They shut them out and scored 73 points. DeBoer knows what type of spot he's in. Everybody down there wants him fired already. Yep. The SEC and the Pac-12 when he was there are two completely different things. Completely different things. This game is at Bryant-Denny. Danny O'Neill's probably going to be starting for Billy Edwards. I don't care if Edwards is to play because we know as Terps fans how he is in the big games. Bama's all the way around a better team. I'd be surprised if DeBoer sits on a lead here. I think he tries to run the score up and Bama hammers them. And then an MLB play for tonight. You guys just mentioned Gunnar Henderson. I'm taking him over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. -108. 2 for his last 24 coming into this matchup. I know the power numbers are down. He does get Bassett, who's been better at home, but left-handed hitters have had more success against him. Gunner's 4 for 11 with 2 home runs off Bassett. He's got to do some damage here. He's going to get out of this slump. Like players like Gunnar Henderson, their slumps don't last as long as some other guys. So I do think he figures it out here. I don't care what the situation is. With the odds as low as they are, I'm taking it here.
Beltway Ben Hall holding things down in studios. We're at the Watershed at the Cross Street Market. Beltway Ben, where can people find you?
Yeah, at BH Journalist. You can find everything on my Twitter at BH Journalist and at Wanna Bet With Us. All of our stuff is there. I do want to, do you guys want me to give out the three?
Yeah.
The three TMI bets. Sorry, it was a little.
Yes.
There's some noise going on in
here.
There's
some vacuuming going on, yes.
Vacuuming, yeah. Sometimes that could take over. But we'll go Cowboys -4.5. I think the Giants suck. And I'm also playing them in survivor pools. If anybody's in survivor pools, you don't want to waste all your good teams early in the year. Already got the Cardinals out of the way. Now I'm taking the Cowboys. I like them -4.5. You'll find out more about that on Wanna Bet if you tune in
this
weekend.
Tease it, Ben.
Nice. You can have them at 5.5, Ben, is what I got them at, the Cowboys.
Again, I don't know what you're looking.
I bumped yours down to 4.5. For continuity, I put both
of you
guys.
Why can't you bump? Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Why can't you bump it up? Some of us actually look at the lines a lot more than you do.
I'll take it. I'm helping you out.
Why can't you bump it? Why don't you check the lines more? Miami Dolphins money line for next play. -130.
And it was 5.5.
New England sucked. You got to check all books, Ken. That's a Wanna Bet talking point. This is a Wanna Bet segment. We can get to that.
Yeah. Give them hell.
Always shop your lines.
Coach these losers up.
No, always shop your lines. I mean, you don't want to get squeezed by these books that are taking money from you. Shop your lines.
Well said, Ben.
Don't fall for the corporate okie doke. Wanna Bet's a punk rock bet show. We don't go for the corporate. Make our own lines.
That's exactly
DIY. What it is. Oh, where'd you get that parlay? I can't find anywhere. No, you go to the alt market. You make it yourself. That's moron. Right.
Yes.
Damn right. Yeah. And then my last play.
That's how he treats people in the Super Discord.
You think the stuff that they're putting out there on those apps are meant to win?
No. No, but you could find out any celebrity's parlay if you want to tail that.
Yeah, any jackass.
The last play.
Who's getting paid to give you losing bets?
Yes.
The last play is Falcons.
They probably have incentives. Oh, the parlays that missed. They probably get more money from the damn books.
Yeah. I like the Falcons +3.5. I think J.J. McCarthy is a fraud. Everybody jumped on him last week, how good he was and how awesome he was. Yeah, we'll watch the first half. I'm not buying anything he has. I watched him at College Park. Almost lose to Maryland if Tua Tagovailoa can complete a few passes.
And Ben, he now has a baby, and he missed practice. So, he needs
that
every rep.
He's
a
right.
Dad's strength.
Ben, I do have a question for you because you gave out Alabama and what was it, 20.5 point spread or something like that. Early on in college season, and this is week 3, you see the crazy spread. Like, Texas is a 40.5 point favorite over UTEP this week. Like, are you weary of betting those big numbers, or is it just situational? Like, anytime you see a number as big as that, you're like, oh, my God.
I never really like, especially like this matchup here, the Alabama-Wisconsin game, two Power 4 teams, and we've seen it with Oregon back-to-back weeks. I never like playing a team that big of a favorite. Just because, I mean, listen,
a lot
especially with NIL and how things work. But situations, coaches, things like that is where I try to attack it. Last year, we saw Alabama dominate this team. So there, I'll play it like that. And like a lot of the, occasionally I'll hit a, you know, Power 4 versus an FCS school or one of those. But again, there's so many times, as you said, it's like a crazy number. And at what point in that game do you feel good that your bet's going to cash? Like some games you're up 49-0 at halftime. You're like, okay. But a lot of these games, you're sweating it out. You have the third string quarterback in the fourth quarter. And you're sitting there screaming at the screen, why are they not chucking the ball up 56? I don't like doing that. Don't have as much fun doing it. But again, occasionally I'll attack certain coaches or certain schools that get dominated.
And I'll tell you one thing to look at. Look at how they do in the first quarter and the first half. So I was on Oregon last week.
Yeah.
But minus 6.5 in the first quarter. In that spot, that fired up, wanting to shove it you know where against Gundy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, they'll probably be up 14-0 in the first half. So some of those, like, if you, like, even Ben, like, I don't know that I'm going to play the Alabama there, but I might play Alabama minus 6.5 in the first quarter if you think DeBoer knows he's coaching for his job, he's letting it all hang out, and the other team can't really stop people anyway.
And you could have got that for fourth and short, the first half line, you know what I'm saying? Like, you watch on one bet, we did fourth and short, you could have got that line there.
You would have, you would have cashed on Oregon, you would have cashed on Navy, both laying 6.5 in the first quarter. Last week, and that was plus two something.
Taking over the world. That way, Ben, let people know once again where they can find
you. We're waiting on Odyssey. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Waiting on Odyssey.
At BH Journalist on Twitter, you can find all my stuff. And at Wanna Bet With Us, all of our streams are there. And they're starting to really, they're really rolling right now. Like, I mean, Jason doesn't like to say it. I think we're taking over the world one day at a time.
Yes, yes.
You say it for me.
Jason, anything you like you want to give the people? Because you are part of the world takeover.
Watch tomorrow. Not very long. Games kick off at noon.
I can't give it all.
Watch us 11 to 11:20. You'll be set.
Coming up next, you know what? Yesterday, we were remiss. We didn't give you much Todd Monken. Well, we're going to write that wrong. Monkey business next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.